I'll see a loss, but I understand that I have to actually break down as to why that loss happened and how I could have prevented that. And that helps me critique all of these key things that you need to when you're actually developing your trading style. Because a lot of people think that like I came out of nowhere with like my style, but my style is pretty much based off of a lot of fucking critiquing, a lot. Because they'll take a loss and then they'll get depressed and this and that. I'm just like, yo, but a loss is just a part of the game. You know, like you cannot prevent that. There's certain cases that you could be in profit and then like a news happens and then it brings you negative. It might leave you in an uncomfortable state as far as negative in pips or negative in money. But in reality, like that was just your, it's like, it was more psychological in that aspect, because why didn't you close out in positive, right? Or why did you choose to actually hold your order longer than you should have? You know, so it's like, it's so many key things on what you gotta look at as to why a loss happened, you know? So it's so many things with trading, and trading is so, it's so intricate. And I've actually understood that over time, that, you know, there's gonna be certain times when, you know, I could have a good trade, but it just turned into a loss. Like, it was a good trade, but it just turned into a loss, mainly because I stuck to my style the entire time. Like, they said that the only time that it could be considered as a bad trade is if you went against your style, or you went against your plan for that trade.